is Howard Hughes, Howard Hughes.
BBC Radio Berkshire, Saturday morning, Howard Hughes here. Time now for our regular technology spot with the man they call the Gadget Detective. Why? Because that's his name, Fevzi Turkalp. Fevzi, nice to have you on again.
Morning.
How are things with you? Is life good?
Yes, good, thank you. Yes.
Okay, let's get stuck into the melange that we call the technology news this week. Tech firms are trying to frustrate an internet history log law. In other words, a law that regulates what is stored about what you've seen.
Yeah, so this is legislation that's been talked about for some time and is known in the vernacular as the Snooper's Charter. And you remember that the last incarnation of the government was trying to push this through and there was a lot of pushback on it. But now that we are distracted with Brexit, they've gone and snuck it in. So what it means is that internet service providers will be required to maintain a database of all the websites that you visit, when you visit them, how often you visit them, and so forth, and provide that information to the authorities on demand. Obviously, the internet service providers aren't that happy about being put in that position. Certainly, their customers are often less than happy. So other tech companies are coming to the rescue. There are pieces of software known collectively as VPNs, virtual private networks, which effectively set up if you imagine a tunnel, a single tunnel between you and the website or service that you want to access. Normally when you go to the internet, it bounces all, you know, from one server to another, and it's not very secure because at any of those points what you're up to can be seen. But with a VPN, first of all, it makes your communication private. And it also protects your identity because they can't see. So Virgin Media or BT or whoever will see that one of their customers accessed this website, but they won't know which one. It also has the benefit of allowing you to appear as if you're in a different country. Now, why would that be interesting? Well, the government is bringing in or trying to bring in laws that restrict the websites that we can access and UK customers will be restricted. So they're talking about sort of pornography websites and so forth, and they're saying that websites that don't have that can't pass the normal regulations for DVDs won't be allowed to be accessed, which is, you know, certainly more restrictive than the situation at the moment. So, but others think that's the thin end of the wedge. So with a VPN, you can appear to be in another country, and that means that you can access services for those other countries, but also avoid blocks that authorities of various sorts may put on you here. So it's something that we'll look at in the future, and I think, you know, a lot of attention is now being paid to this sort of software because people are worried about even, you know, what our allies might be doing in terms of spying.
It's the old trade-off, isn't it, Fevzi? The old trade-off between our personal liberty to do what we want and the right of society to be protected from people doing bad things.
It is. And I think what's a shame is that we need to have that debate, and we haven't had the debate, and the legislation's being pushed through. They say a good day to bury bad news.
It's one to watch, isn't it?
Happened.
Gadget of the week is, we had an easy-to-use ordinary phone a few weeks back. This is the Doro Liberto easy-to-use 4G smartphone. It's about £200 worth, but looks pretty damn good.
It is good. I mean, so Doro specialise in providing good quality phones, but for people that maybe aren't so comfortable with technology, can be older people, for example, or sometimes people with, you know, various sensory impairments as well may benefit. So this is a Doro Liberto 825. It's a fully blown Android smartphone, so it does 4G, so fast internet. It's got a nice 5-inch screen. It's got an 8-megapixel camera. But what distinguishes it importantly from every other Android smartphone of a similar spec is the fact that it's been designed both physically and in terms of the layer of software that Doro have put over Android to make it really easy to use. So, for example, the software layer that they put on Android, which is known as a skim, it is big and easy to use. So you haven't got lots of little icons with small writing. Everything is big, everything is readable, and it's designed to be that way out of the box. When you switch it on, it actually helps you set it up by running through a series of questions that are in plain English. So it helps you set up the phone.
And it's got buttons marked call, view, and send. And it's also got a picture I can see on the screen here of your contacts. You can just literally say send, and you want to send a message to, say, Bill or Anna or somebody like that, or call them or view something. You know, it begs the question, doesn't it? Why isn't Android itself this simple?
Android is improving, but Android is designed to be all things to all people. And therefore, you know, it's a jack of all trades. With this, what's happened is that this device, as I say, this is all that really Doro do. This is their specialism, and they make it easy to use. And there's an app that comes with it called My Doro Manager, which allows, for example, a family member who might be more au fait with technology to set it up for you to monitor, to make sure that everything is okay with your phone. And unlike most smartphones, this one's actually got an assistance button where it will contact people in an emergency situation. Now, you often see that on sort of lesser phones, you know, the flip phones and the button phones, as it were, but you often don't see that, or you rarely see that on a smartphone. So again, it's got that, it's hearing aid compatible, camera's decent, you know, but that's not really what it's about. The speaker on it, when you put the loudspeaker, it is loud and it is clear. So for these reasons, you can get it for as cheaply as about £175 if you shop around. Having said that, there's a sort of well-known high street retailers that do it for about £200, but come with a standard two-year warranty. And
well,
I think that's
you know, that's very competitive if you think that I paid for my bog-standard Samsung about £120. So, you know, just a little bit extra gets you more simple functionality. Let's crack on here from that phone to this story. Malware. Now, malware is normally a bad thing, but on this particular occasion, I'm a little torn about this malware.
It's still a bad thing, Howard.
It's always a bad thing, but you know, I'm a little torn about this particular malware because it's making CashPoint spit out money.
Yeah, so this is a Russian cybersecurity firm has issued a warning about a spate of remotely coordinated attacks on cash machines, also known as ATMs. Hacks of banks' centralized systems made it possible to attack the main system and without doing anything to the ATM itself, and then they send these what they call money mules to stand out by each machine because they don't want members of the public getting the money, you know.
Okay.
And at the same time they will spit out the money, and I'm sorry I have a smile on my face, but
I'm sorry if anybody thinks that I'm laughing about this. It's very serious stuff because it's customers of the banks who pick up the tab for this kind of crime.
Exactly, we pay for it. Okay, they steal the money, we pay for it. It is another example of how alarming things can be, in the sense that, you know, we rely more and more of this technology, and this is why, you know, you've heard of sort of cyber warfare and cyber security, and you know, we're trying to set up a cyber army to defend an attack and all that. The difficulty is we have all become so dependent upon this technology. It is a utility in the same way that, you know, water flows from a tap or electricity into our homes, and it is weak. It is weak, and it is designed in such a way that it is weak. Not deliberately, but if you don't build the security in from as a core principle, you're always trying to patch it.
Oh boy, there's a big debate to be had about this and so many issues. Thanks, Fevzi. We'll talk again in 7 days. If anybody wants to shoot the breeze or ask you a question, how do they do that?
You can find me on Twitter at Gadget Detective, or on the website www.gadgetdetective.com, where there is free tech advice available.
Thank you, Fevzi. Fevzi Turkup is the Gadget Detective. He returns in 7 days.